This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by.
Andrew, one of my favorite authors of all time, and I can't believe we've yet to use a quote from him, Chuck Klosterman. He wrote a book called Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs, A Low Culture Manifesto. One of my favorite quotes from this book is, life is rarely about what happened. It's mostly about what we think happened. I'd like to frame it this way. They do all sorts of studies about eyewitnesses at crime scenes. So someone is standing on the corner of a block. They know that this person is there because they have video of that person standing there. They see a crime happen and they ID someone at that crime scene and they swear that it's that person. And then they go back 50% of the time, it's between 30 and 50% of the time, the person gets it wrong. Like our memories, our minds do not actually know what's going on. And I feel like that's sort of true about our childhood and lots of things. We don't really know what happened.
I think because most of the time our minds are on sex, drugs, and Cocoa Puffs. And so you can't really focus on the details of what's happening. I agree with this. It's interesting. And I kind of think that you remember the most things that you care about. Like if you witness a car crash, you're like, that was an interesting thing that happened. But if you get in a car crash, I feel like you're going to have more vivid memories. There was one of the most famous podcasts, Serial. She's going back and they're trying to get people to remember trivial things that happened during their day because this girl was murdered. And it's like, oh, did you make a phone call at this payphone? And they go back 20 years and the payphone didn't even exist, but it's like it was a normal day for everyone else. And so that makes it even harder to remember things.
It is insane. That's a great example. We actually insert things that never even happened. I mean, a call from a payphone that wasn't even there. You know, this made me think as soon as I read this about like all the arguments I've had with my wife and how I was probably wrong because I wasn't even arguing about something that was even happening. I was making a different point. And I've kind of gone back a little bit since reading this and thought, like, how many times in my life have I no clue what's going on?
And I think different personalities have different ways of remembering things. Like if I'm going to tell a story about a golf game that I had or a sweet golf shot that I had, like I think over time, the shot is going to get closer and closer to the hole. It's like you want to tell a good story. And then once you've told a story enough, that becomes the lore, becomes the truth, right?
Yeah. And the story is not good if it doesn't have some sexy details that you like insert maybe fictitiously to make the story better. Otherwise, there's no story.
So this isn't specifically about the quote, but it makes me think of, do you think life is more about what happened or is it about being able to tell the story of what happened? Like I know people that are very interested in having great cocktail party stories. And it's like, we need to have a hilarious story that we did. Or is it about like sitting at home, reading a book to your kid? There's no story in that, but like, I don't think you should seek out the good story.
That's funny you say that because I feel like this often happens to me and an intern Kirk when we're out somewhere and I will relive a funny story of something that happened. And he's like, okay, everybody, now do you want me to tell you what really happened? And he's always correcting me.
Yeah. A very specific example is us being in Reno and it's time to go to bed, probably 3 a.m. And you're like, oh, you know, it'd be epic is if we walk the entire Reno strip. And I'm sure the three of us would all have very different recollections of what happened. The most memorable for me is being at a gas station and you screaming how much you have too much money for your wallet or something like that. And there's guys grinding it out on the slot machines in a gas station.
Okay, that actually happened. You know, it's also true is like how do we get to what version of happened? I sort of think famously in history, Ulysses S. Grant, president of the United States, what I was told about him was that he was drunk all the time and got lucky into winning the Civil War because the North had more resources. But that is the narrative that the South gave. He got drunk way early on in his childhood, not his childhood, in his career, got kicked out of the military, got reinstated. He was never drunk during the Civil War, but somehow that narrative got inserted into history that we still learn to this day.
Yeah, and the perception is reality. Like, I just watched this thing on Amazon about John F. Kennedy's women, and like, maybe had he not been assassinated, we would have a much different view of him. Like, he was, according to this, he was on the verge of being ousted for having an affair with a Russian spy. So, like, he gets encapsulated in this thing, and I mean, perception is reality.
I was also kind of wondering, like, the times, how did the times affect, like, in the 80s, like, how did those TV shows or the ads or all of the stuff going around us or me cloud what I think of my childhood? Just the perceptual times of what's going on. Like, today, like, how does social media cloud an incident that happens because people can instantly respond to it?
And then also now and moving forward, we're not going to have to rely on our memory to think what happened. There's video, like everyone's pulling out their phone, they're taking pictures. So it's going to be easier to prove. So like kids that are growing up now are maybe not, because there is so much content, like you don't have to remember it.
I think there's been studies about that you'd think we would have a better memory because we have more pictures, but people take more pictures, but actually look at those pictures less than they did when we had hard pictures.
Yeah, it was fun to get your pictures developed. You'd go through. I remember one time I was at Disney World and I'd set my camera down and I forgot it. And I came back 2 minutes later, flash forward a month, I get my pictures developed. Someone had taken the camera and taken like 5 selfies and put it back. And so that has nothing to do with this quote, but I like the story.
You know what? I bet that story actually really happened.
It's rarely about what happened, Larry. If you're a kid and you want to get drunk, please reach out. You can find us at Reposted Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm Andrew Keller for Ulysses S. Grant, and thank you for stopping by.